Hey, Don, can you imagine having to get brain surgery while awake? There you are, lying on the operating table with your brain exposed, completely aware of everything doctors are doing.
Yael, why would I be awake?
In some operations, surgeons need to be able to talk to the patient they're operating on to check if their language skills are being affected or if any other problems are arising. The patient's scalp is numbed and the brain doesn't have any pain receptors, so it isn't painful.
Oh, one of those surgeries. I just laugh my way through it.
Right. Very funny.
Well, I need some help. Researchers found that electrically stimulating a part of the patient's brain called the cingulum bundle induces laughter, followed by an immediate feeling of relaxation and happiness. The first patient they tested this on reported that she had an urge to laugh involuntarily and then felt pleasantly relaxed during the stimulation, even though she was normally an anxious person. She even went on to tell jokes about her family during the surgery. Two other patients reported similar reactions. Researchers say that it makes sense that stimulating the cingulum bundle would cause a complex reaction like this, since it's at a crossroads of different lobes and so may be involved in a whole host of different networks in the brain. Some neurosurgeons are skeptical about whether all patients would react the same way, while other researchers would like to see more research done on the cingulum bundle as a target for brain stimulation therapies for mood and pain disorders.
And here I was, thinking you were pulling my leg.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.